Regulations about the use of electronic cigarettes and the liquid nicotine that fuels them continue to increase in New York State. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
The use of e-cigarettes is taking New Yorkers back to the days before the state's Clean Indoor Air Act of 2003 prohibited smoking in public places.
We're going back to a time of whether it's smoke or vapor hanging around. We're going backwards, allowing these to continue in workplaces and bars and restaurants.
American Heart Association spokeswoman Christy Smorrell says the effects of e-cigarettes that let smokers inhale vaporized liquid nicotine instead of tobacco smoke are still a big mystery, and that's enough reason to ban them.
We really just don't know enough about what happens. What happens to the people that are actually vaping and the people that are around those vaping.
Albany so far has focused much of its attention towards youth when it comes to the e-cigarette craze. The state banned the sale of these cigarettes to minors a few years ago. Attorney General Eric Schneiderman has announced agreements with four liquid nicotine companies requiring that the nicotine sold for the vaporized cigarettes is sold in child-resistant packaging. That follows a rise of child poisoning cases involving liquid nicotine. The next strategy is legislation that puts e-cigarettes under the same umbrella as the state's Clean Indoor Air Act. That would prohibit people from vaping anywhere that cigarette smoking is already illegal. The Assembly passed legislation to do that, but the Senate didn't vote on it before the end of session. Several local governments aren't waiting for Albany, moving ahead on their own to extend vaping to the Clean Air Act, including Albany County, Tompkins County, and Erie County, as well as New York City. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.